Birdwatch Ireland has serious concerns for vulnerable nesting birds on Skellig Michael. The UNESCO World Heritage Site has been closed temporarily to visitors since a rock fall on Monday of last week. With me on the line to talk about the concerns and the nature of them, I've got Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland. Niall, good morning to you.
Good morning, thanks for having me on.
What's the concern here? It's a sensitive time of year. Was there a flyover that you're concerned about, particularly to assess the rockfall?
Well, the actual domain concerns are actually what's referred to as the sweeping works required to apparently required to clear some of these rockfall areas so that the island can be reopened to visitors. Now, obviously, Skellig Michael is a fantastic asset for Kerry and for our nation. It's a wonderful place. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, one of only two in the Republic of Ireland, which shows its importance. It has obviously the wonderful the scenery there, especially the monastic settlement there, which is wonderful. But also, it's internationally recognised for its amazing wildlife, and particularly its importance for breeding seabirds. Now, my understanding is that sweeping works take place each year to clear rocks as required in advance of the tourist season, and that so happens to be in advance of the bird nesting season as well, because these nesting birds, such as puffins, for example, fulmars, guillemots, razorbills, kittiwakes, all these really iconic seabirds for which the island is so famous, they arrive there during the summer months. So prior to that, there's no risk of disturbance. Now, there's been this rockfall, which is a natural occurrence that had to happen from time to time on the island. Most unfortunate, it's one of the perils of an island, such a remote and rugged island as Skellig Michael. Obviously that there's now pressure obviously to open it up again to tourists and to visitors, and I completely understand that. But our concerns are that the sweeping works, the works that are required to clear the rocks, will impact the nesting birds in that area, particularly the nesting puffins, which are in their burrows at the moment. It's a very, very vulnerable time for them. Their chicks have just hatched, and the parents, all their attention is focused on protecting these chicks. We're seeing puffin as a species declining very rapidly throughout its range. It's only found in the North Atlantic Ocean, and the population is collapsing in many parts of that range. So the Skellig breeding population is becoming more and more important. And then also birds like fulmars, which are very long-lived seabirds, only have one chick a year, that they're also could be very much impacted by this, by the human disturbance caused by people accessing the areas where they would nest to conduct these sweeping works, which I believe are carried out by people going up on ropes, and then also by potentially increased rockfall as well. So it's most unfortunate. But of course, these birds are fully protected under both Irish and EU law,
yeah.
And they're during the nesting season, they must be safeguarded and protected.
Yeah, you've written to the National Parks and Wildlife Service asking what precautions it is taking. Did you get a response?
We got a response saying that they are in discussions with the Office of Public Works and that they will inform us what is planned down the line. But we haven't heard anything since then, and this was over a week ago. We've had some contact from the Office of Public Works as well, saying that they're responsive to our questions, anything we want to ask them. So hopefully they will get back to us. We're doing that today, so hopefully they will get back to us with that. Really what we're looking for is we're looking for assurances that these birds will be fully protected and safeguarded, and that the legal protections that are there, again, under both Irish and EU law, will be adhered to. And that's absolutely paramount.
Doesn't this underline, though, the pressures that there are when it comes to trying to develop economic tourism in this county and the need to protect our environment? There was calls and criticism for the OPW at Kerry County Council this week for going too slow with their works to get the season open and get the boatmen working again and get money coming in. And on the other hand, you're urging, you know, you have to take it slow, you have to be cautious. We cannot sacrifice the wildlife just for economic necessity.
That is correct, and it is certainly a very difficult situation. There are sort of competing interests here, certainly, but in fact there are, in another way, there aren't. These interests are all connected. Part of the reason why Kerry is such a wonderful place for tourism and so internationally famous is because of its wildlife and its natural scenery, and that's extremely important. The wildlife and the protection of the wildlife, indeed, on Skellig Michael is one of the key reasons why it continues to be UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's important for that. This is something the United Nations look at very closely. And of course, I'm sure that the Office of Public Works and Kerry County Council wouldn't be suggesting that they would do anything that would be in breach of the Wildlife Acts or indeed the European Union Birds Directive, because that would be against the law.
Yeah.
So they couldn't, obviously, that their hands are tied in that regard. I'm also aware as well that these sweeping works, as they call them, they are very difficult. It's a precarious situation. Obviously, any kind of operation on a remote island like Skellig, it's far harder than it would be on the mainland. And I'm sure that's part of the reason why things are going more slowly as well. But of course, it's absolutely paramount that those birds are protected. It's a legal requirement. There's no other option. So we're looking for confirmation that that the law will be complied with.
Okay. The Office of Public Works said it works closely with the National Parks and Wildlife Service in the protection of biodiversity and ecology on Skellig Michael. An ornithological expert appointed by the Office of Public Works will supervise the works crew as it surveys the site and prepares for its reopening to visitors. This is specifically to ensure the protection of any nesting birds on site. Does that give you reassurance, Niall?
It's very nice to hear, obviously, that the Office of Public Works are mindful of their responsibilities there. We'd like to hear more than that, though. We obviously want to hear what the plans will be. I'm sure survey work is required to work out exactly where and when the sweeping work will be required and what's needed there. But we'd like more concrete plans than that. We want to hear exactly what safeguards are being put in place to protect those birds, because it really is crucial. We're in a situation now where we have a biodiversity crisis here in Ireland and indeed globally. We have to protect our wildlife, both because it's the right thing to do for us and for our own survival as a species, for tourism in Kerry, but also because it's the law, and the law is there for a very good reason. The United Nations and the European Union will be watching closely.
It certainly will. Niall, thanks very much for talking to us about that and relaying your concerns. That's Niall Hatch there of Birdwatch Ireland about those works on Skellig Michael and the preparation to reopen, and that it doesn't sacrifice the issue of nesting birds and sacrifice the nesting birds in order to get it reopened.